In short, our audit concluded that DHS mismanaged their program in three ways. First, we found that DHS did not adequately conduct a needs assessment before purchasing protective equipment and antiviral drugs. As a result, we could not determine the basis for DHS's decisions regarding how much or what types of pandemic supplies to purchase, store, or distribute. As a result, DHS may have too much of some equipment and too little of others. For example, we found that DHS has a stockpile of about 350,000 white coverall suits and 16 million surgical masks, but hasn't been able to demonstrate how either fits into their pandemic preparedness plans. It has a significant quantity of antiviral drugs, but again, without a full understanding of the department's needs in the event of a pandemic, we have no assurance that the quantity of drugs will be appropriate. Second, DHS purchased much of the equipment and drugs without thinking through how these supplies would need to be replaced. The material DHS has purchased has a finite shelf life. For example, TSA's stock of pandemic protective equipment includes about 200,000 respirators that are beyond the five-year usability date guaranteed by the manufacturer. In fact, the department believes that their entire stockpile of personal protective equipment will not be usable after 2015. Likewise, the antiviral drugs DHS purchased are nearing the end of their effective life. DHS is attempting to extend that shelf life of these drugs through an FDA testing program, but the results of that are not guaranteed. Third, DHS did not manage its inventory of drugs or equipment. As a result, DHS did not readily know how much protective equipment and drugs it had on hand or where it was being stored. Drugs and equipment have gone missing, and conversely, our audit has found drugs in the DHS inventory that the department thought had been destroyed. We visited multiple sites and found drugs that were not being stored in a temperature-controlled environment. Because DHS cannot be assured that they were properly stored, they are in the process of recalling a significant quantity of them because they may not be safe or effective.